This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 63, recorded on the 21st of September 2010. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. With this episode, I'll be drinking a coffee. Well, the reason is very simple. I'm a bit sick. I have a bit of the flu, and I need to keep standing on my feet for a while because I am for my job abroad again. And tomorrow morning I will be having some presentations and meetings with people, and well, I really have to keep myself going for a while, so I'll not be drinking a beer. But I would, well, you would think that a good brown beer would do you good when you're sick, but I'm not taking any chances. But this weekend, my wife and I drank a really lovely Leffe Brown. Well, she drank it. I just sipped the Leffe Brown, Leffe Brun, as we say. And the Leffe Brun, which I know very well, is a really authentic Abbey beer. It's a traditional recipe from the Leffe Abbey. You know Leffe probably from Leffe Blonde, which is a real international beer. It tastes a bit like clove, vanilla. It even has a toffee taste, some caramel, and it is really, let's say a brown beer. It's really a bit sweet, it has a full body. It's a really nice beer, only 6.5 degrees, which is not too strong, yet it's very spicy and a very nice beer to put on a table with some really good wintry recipes, so a nice stew or really red meat or something like that. If you can get hold of a Leffe Brown, really try it out. It's a really nice beer. I'm not too keen on the Leffe Blondes, but Leffe Brown is good. But sadly, at the moment, I am stirring my coffee, which I made at my hotel room, and that is why I'm also speaking a bit in a low voice, because I don't want to wake up anybody who is sleeping in the rooms beside of me. Now, they're pretty nice rooms, pretty big. I think the walls are pretty thick as well, but I don't want to take any chances. So, okay, just a little sip. Yep, it's coffee. Okay, let's go. There are two parts in this episode. Now, let's just start with the first one.
Web applications.
Firefox Sync plugin. There's one sentence that describes it on the site of Firefox itself, and it goes, doing online research from the office, only to see it's time to head home, now you can go back to your open tabs and search history in an instant from any PC. Your Firefox is as you left it, no matter where you log in. End quote. Now, so the Firefox Sync plugin lets you sync all your settings, passwords, bookmarks, and other customizations you have done in a very universal way. Not only to a single machine, you can really manage all your settings and bookmarks on one machine, and they will be completely synchronized to all the other machines. The next nice aspect about this is that it is really secure. It means all your favorite bookmarks and settings and passwords, which are something you really want to keep private, all that information is encrypted so that you can only access it with a secret phrase. Not even Firefox or the Mozilla Corporation is able to read what you are using, because you are using a hashed key to decrypt it before you send it to the Firefox servers. Now, why would I use it personally? Well, I was completely frustrated with having to manage three sets of bookmark folders on three machines. The settings and the last open tab and passwords, that is something that I'm not really concerned about. That is something, passwords I keep in my head. Settings, I don't really do much personalization or customization in Firefox, but bookmarks is something that I really want to have centralized. But on every one of my machines, I have another complete set of bookmarks, and sometimes I even mail them to myself to put the bookmark on that other computer. I think some of the listeners will recognize that really awful behavior. There has to be a better solution than this. I would sometimes go that far that I would use a machine specifically because the bookmark was on that machine, and I would open the machine, use the bookmark to browse to that site, and then continue working on that machine, which was completely stupid. Now, I did not want to abuse my beautiful WebDAV solution, see the last episode, by putting, for example, my complete Firefox profile on a WebDAV folder. That could be sometimes too slow, and if you don't have that WebDAV folder nearby, if there is a problem, you don't have your bookmarks. That is not really a solution. So I needed a really simple synchronizing solution. And so I found the Firefox Sync solution. I installed it, and I installed the plugin just in time, because 2 days after I had installed this and synchronized all my bookmarks to the Firefox Sync servers, the hard drive of the MacBook Pro completely crashed. And that is the machine that I, due to the fact that I use this work, use most of the time. And there I had all my bookmarks and folders on. Luckily, I had used the sync plugin and synced it to the Firefox server. I could just use my Windows 7 machine at work as a backup, sync all those bookmarks back to myself, and I did the same thing at home where I used my Linux and just synced all the bookmarks to that machine. So it can even serve as a backup solution for your bookmarks and settings of your Firefox environment. But it's more than that. It's not only a backup. Every time I create a folder or bookmark something and put that bookmark in a folder, well, it is synced on my other machines as well. I'm working at work. I have a folder with home, I have a folder with work, and there I have folders in which I more specifically will put bookmarks in. Well, it's at home I use my home folder, and at work I use my work folder. It's just that simple. Now, the features. As stated before, so Firefox Sync allows users to synchronize your bookmarks, browsing history, preferences, passwords, filled forms, and the last 25 open tabs across multiple computers. And as stated as well, it all keeps it encrypted on the Mozilla servers. So the information is not accessible by others, even not by the Mozilla Corporation itself. But I'll get back to this. The installation is really super easy. You go to the add-ons in Firefox, you click Get Add-ons in the search box. There you type sync, for example, and amongst the other synchronizing solutions, you'll find Firefox Sync. Just install it, restart Firefox, and then you hop over to the menu Tools, and there you'll have a new menu item, Sync, where you can configure your synchronization with the Mozilla servers. It is really, really easy to install. Now, some negative aspects. Well, the only negative aspect in my point of view is that the data is stored on the Mozilla servers. That is just a minor drawback. It's encrypted, it's your data, but even if they stop providing this service, you still have your data shared on different computers. You won't be able to sync them, but you still will have your data. So that's just the fact that data is stored on the Mozilla service, that's just a minor drawback. The offer is the Mozilla Corporation, the availability of all platforms that have Firefox. The latest release is 1.4.4, and you can get it from addons.mozilla.org. License is MPL, GPL, and LGPL. If you're interested in supporting the Mozilla project as a whole, not only this sync project, you can go to mozilla.org contribute. I'll put a link on sourcestrong.com. But wait, don't go away. There is more. What if you don't like the fact that your bookmarks, albeit encrypted, reside on the Mozilla servers? Well, here's the next part.
Web applications.
Mozilla Weave server. What is it? Well, the Mozilla Weave server is the server where you connect to with the Sync plugin. It is open source. So If you would like to, you could configure your own Mozilla Weave server on your own web server and have your data on your server. My first reaction was, well, now we're talking. It's my data and I want it on my web server. So I immediately installed the server on my web server and used this to synchronize to. The only thing I had to do was to go to the Tools Sync tab in Firefox and erase my data and user profile on the Mozilla servers and instead point the sync plugin to my own server, which is provided in the little menu. Why would you do this? Why would you have your own bookmark server? Well, it's your data and you can get your friends and family to use your own bookmark server. You can get geek credit with your geekish friends who use the Mozilla Sync server amongst the not so geekish friends. That's the only reason I can find to do something like that. But it is a nice example of what open source means. You can download the server for free, you can install it yourself, and you can see how this technology works, how the tables are made in the database, and you can learn from it. That is one of the prime advantages. Now, the installation itself is not that easy. There is a very good explanation by the Mozilla Labs, which I will post some links on sourcing.com. So I use them myself. They're really good. Don't be discouraged by the first sentence that is on the installation page. The first sentence is, it is strongly recommended that you use the Weave Minimal server rather than a full install. I just went ahead for the full install and didn't have any problems at all. So just go ahead. It won't hurt you. Now, the installation of the Weave server requires PHP with PDO and JSON installed. I think you can install this with a local file-based SQL, but I use the MySQL database as a backend instead, which is described as well how to do that. So you need only two downloads, the actual Weave server itself and the user registration server. The installation is not too hard, but you need to know what you're doing. It's not too lengthy, the installation manual. It's just one page per server. I only had a problem where I think that the sync plugin is more recent than the Weave server itself, because it didn't want to sync initially with my server. And then I was able to see in the Firefox logs, for the people who don't know how to access that easily, you can type in the URL bar about colon, for example, in this example, sync-log, and you'll get all the logs of that plugin. And there I could see that it wouldn't sync because of a missing entry in the table, TTL. So I just added the TTL column in the table of the MySQL database and off we went. So it's a bit searching and fiddling, but it just took, let's say, 20 minutes before I got it up and running. So it's not too hard. It's also a web-based service, so if you can just use HTTPS instead of HTTP, then you have another layer of encryption on it and you're completely safe. As said, I'll put the installation pages from Mozilla Labs in sourcetrunk.com show notes. Negative aspects, none. Everything is working perfectly. And every time on the right down corner, I see the little sync arrows turning. It just makes me happy in a really, really geekish way. Okay, the offer, as said, Mozilla Corporation, available every web server with PHP 5.0, but you need a PDO and JSON, which can be enabled in PHP. You can get it from the Mozilla.org Foundation, and I'll put links in sourcestrong.com. Also, MPL, GPL, LGPL license. As well, if you want, you can help the Mozilla project by going to mozilla.org/contribute.
The little extra.
And I have a little Android pick. A colleague of mine uses WordPress for a blog, a company blog, and he uses WordPress for Android to add entries, manage entries, and it really, really goes very fast. I'll put a link on the WordPress for Android project, which is open source as well. Okay, some listener feedback. I put a question amongst you listeners last episode because I'm in the market for either an Android tablet or a Linux tablet. You might remember that Ubuntu 10.10, which will be coming out, which is now in beta, I think, will be better enabling touch screen support. And then my guess was that it is a bit of a tough choice between an Android tablet or a full-blown Linux operating system on a tablet. There were quite some reactions on this topic, and most of you were not convinced that Linux on a tablet would give you the same fast experience as an Android tablet. Yes, Frank, you were not the only one who suggested that. So I'm still not convinced. If someone out there is using a Linux tablet at the moment, for example, Ubuntu 10.10 beta, I would really love to know if this is something that is worth considering. Otherwise, I'll just go out and have myself an Android tablet. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcetrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcetrunk@gmail.com. If you like this podcast, just tell your friends or colleagues about it. If you don't really like it, well, just let me know why you don't like it. Just don't be too harsh about it. Don't be discouraged by the might be complex situation of the Weave server. If you just want to manage your bookmarks, just use the Mozilla Sync plugin. It is just clicked and installed in less than a minute, and you will be off and going. The last part was just for the people who like to tinker. Synchronize your bookmarks. I'm leaving you with All That's Necessary by Sentinel. Thanks for your time, and good hunting.